We're going to the table of the Lord today, called by some the communion table, by others the Eucharist, by others a table of grace. New listeners, give ear to what you hear today. You don't need me or any other to officiate in this act of faith. I need to go back to the basics for a moment. Faith. Its definition is action based upon belief sustained by confidence. And in the framework of what is called Christianity, this is not a religious activity. This is a faith activity in front of us, in front of you. You should have a cup. My cup has wine, real wine, with alcohol, and a piece of broken bread, water, juice, whatever. These are but symbols. They are to draw our attention to give us focus. I speak to you as a man. With the understanding how easily the focus, our focus, my focus, can be changed. But with these symbols in front of us, we are helped to keep the focus. There is a cup. It is wine. Jesus, at the Last Supper, instituted this activity of faith for us and gave the instruction that as we participate in that which he instituted, he said, "Do this in memory of me." This morning, I want to borrow, I'm not going to borrow, I'm going to read from Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a preacher in the 19th century who was a giant in the Church of Jesus Christ. He did a little study called Morning and Evening. I read this because though we have this cup and this bread for focus, we are to discern what they mean. And Jesus said, do this in memory of me. This cup, it represents the blood of Jesus. And Spurgeon writes from 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses, says the text, not shall cleanse. There are multitudes who think, as a dying hope, they may look forward to pardon. Oh, how infinitely better to have cleansing now than to depend on the bare possibility of forgiveness when I come to die. Some imagine that a sense of pardon is an attainment only obtainable after many years of Christian experience. But forgiveness of sin is a present thing, a privilege for this day. And I would add, the inward man is renewed day by day. A privilege for this day, a joy for this hour, the moment a sinner trusts, that is, faiths Jesus, he is fully forgiven. The text, being written in the present tense, also indicates continuance. It was cleanseth yesterday. It is cleanseth today. It will be cleanseth tomorrow. It will be always so with you, Christian, until you cross the river. Every hour you may come to this fountain, for it cleanses still. Notice, likewise, the completeness of the cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Not only from sin, but from all sin. I cannot tell you the exceeding sweetness of this word, but I pray God, the Holy Ghost, to give you a taste of it. Manifold are our sins against God, whether the bill be little or great, the same receipt can discharge one as the other. The blood of Jesus Christ is as blessed and divine a payment for the transgression of blaspheming Peter as for the shortcomings of loving John. Our iniquity is gone, all gone at once, and all gone forever. Blessed completeness. And he gives us a little poem. Sins against a holy God, sins against his righteous laws, sins against his love, his blood, sins against his name and cause, sins immense as the sea. From them all, he cleanses me. As we look to this cup, symbol of the blood, we do look even further, because God's word in Leviticus declares the life of the soul is in the blood, and we look to the life, we look to Jesus, we remember Jesus. And in so doing, we are discerning what he did. What he did for you. What he did for me. If you discern a little of this or all of it, God's word declares the blood of Jesus Christ, and we might say the life of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Whether partial or complete, understanding of what Christ has done for us, then lift this cup with me and repeat God's words. He didn't have to say it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, but he did. Take this cup with me and say, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Take it, saying, amen, that is, no doubt. Thank you, Lord. There's a second element here. It's broken bread. God has not only removed, cleansed us from all our sins, that we might be made worthy by that life to spend eternity with him. But this bread tells us he cares also for us in the natural. Jesus went beyond paying that which the law required, which was a perfect life. He went beyond because he cares for us. The scripture says, even the very hairs of your head are numbered. That's how much God knows about us. And it says of Jesus Christ that he took upon himself all our sicknesses, infirmities, and diseases, Isaiah 53:4, 2 Peter 2, I think it's the 24th verse. And it goes on to tell us that with his stripes, that is, he gave his back to the smiters, that with his stripes we are healed. That passage out of Matthew that I partially quoted, where it says that he took upon himself all the sicknesses and infirmities, makes the declaration, and he healed all that were sick. Because of God's call, that his word be made alive in us, and we have that passage of 2 Corinthians 1:20 wherein it says that all the promises of God are in him, that is Jesus, yea, and in him, amen, that is no doubt. We have the promise that with Isaiah, looking at the situation 700 years before it took place, it says, with his stripes, we are healed. Peter, after the event, looked at it and said, with his stripes, ye were healed. Can you, will you, with me, take this cup? You don't need me. It's but a guide that we might discern as we remember Jesus, what he has done for us. And we, by faith, at this table of grace, that is unmerited favor, not because we deserve it, but because he did it. And in remembering what, and in remembering him and what he did, we take this bread and do declare with the Apostle Peter and with all of God's children, that with his stripes we were healed. Thank God, in Jesus Christ. Amen.